Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so much to say, good things to do for His people. He loves His people. He's going to help us go forward in Him. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. All things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And those who believe God, they can receive His handiwork in their lives. I remember when I first got saved, I used to desire to know what it would be like to live in God's presence and do His will and see His handiwork in my life and others. You know, we used to call it the Bible days. But these are the Bible days. This is a pinnacle of the Bible days because all the prophets were helping us get to this point to help us make a decision to love God. And I don't just obey God, I love Him. I love His ways, I love His wisdom, I love His people. Watch this, I love every person, even the bad ones, even people that want to kill me, I love them too. Now, why would they want to kill you, preacher? Because I love Jesus, and people hate Jesus, just like people love Jesus. There are people that hate Him. There are still modern-day witches and warlocks and sorcerers and Satan worshipers and just plain old everyday proud people that love this world system. There are people out there that will curse you out for telling them about Jesus, but I love them too. And I look at people, I go to restaurants and I look around. And this is the Bible Belt. Many people here still believe on Jesus. But some people have gone astray and they believe anything. You know, my wife was telling me this morning about, it was on YouTube, she saw two men. One was a pastor and he was having a third year anniversary with his husband in the church. Now, how far away can people stray from the Lord? We need to know God and obey His word. And Paul said the day will come when people wouldn't endure sound doctrine. And yesterday, recently the Lord told me that people treat sound doctrine just like they treat God. Everybody who say that they are of God are not. So there are many people who will hate you because you really love God. I love not only God, but I love His people. I love His wisdom. I love all of His word. And I endeavor to believe all of His word. I agree with all of His word. Now sometimes I need enlightenment and revelation, just like anybody else. Even though I've been studying it for years, some things I'm just learning. It's amazing how wonderful the Lord's word works. And I thank Him for it. So once I understand it, I agree with it. But I know for a fact that God has my back. And, you know, Jesus said it this way. And this is why I'm still learning from it. He said, the way you measure it. He said, take heed how you hear. For the way you measure it, it shall be measured back to you. If you read the word and it's big to you, it'll work big in your life. Some people read the same scriptures and verses, and some get out of their trouble, and that's all they do. Some people just barely survive this life by what they read. They measure it enough to barely survive this life. Some people look a little deeper, and they measure it a little bigger. And they not only survive this life, but they thrive in this life. And some people, they measure it greatly and they start a business that turns into a multi-billion dollar corporation. It's all up to you how you measure it. It'll be measured to you. If you measure it small, it'll be small. If you measure it big, it'll be big. But I love God and I seek to keep His commandments and do all that's in His heart. If the Lord is talking to you, He's saying good things for you to help you. and he wants you to go forward. And I love him. I want to know him, and I'm going to know him, and I'm going to do all that I can do in this life. Everywhere I go, everything that I do, I'm going to obey him because I love him and I want to. Now, loving people, God gave me a new spirit. I have the ability and the capacity to love just like he does. You know, Jesus said, do unto others you will have them do unto you. And Peter said, love others just like Jesus loved you. I experienced the great, wonderful love of God. And with all of my might, I'm going to love others the same way. And Christ is formed in me through that love. Everything works by that love. Faith, my faith works by love. So I'm going to continue enjoying the wonders of God and keeping his commandments and doing his will, doing what he said do. The things of God is real, and I love him, and I want to serve him more and more. Everything that God has spoken is important, and I want to make sure that I do all that's in his heart. Everything hinges on it. The more you love, the more you live. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As we receive the word of God, we go forward and not backwards. We do things good and not bad. And I thank him for it. All the good works, that's not to get in heaven. That's not to make me righteous. That's because he made me righteous. That's why I do good works. I do them because I can. He made me to be successful like that. And not doing wrong won't make you righteous either. And people need to hear this. The only reason we're righteous is because of what Jesus did. My righteousness is of him. That's my testimony. The blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony is how I defeat this world system. What I say, I measure God's word. What I say goes in my life. And I love him. And I'm going to continue to love him. And I want to love him. I'm going to do all that's in his heart. As we go forward, we learn things we didn't know before. And it's good. I endeavor to learn more. I want to learn more and more from the Lord my God and King. And I want to know him and do all that's in his heart. Now, receiving God's word is the key. We were talking about receiving his word this week. And the way people measure God's word and treat God's word is based on how they receive it, how they see it, how they measure it, how they receive it. So now I don't just want to receive God's word. I want to measure it big. I got to believe God for think great things. Now, my pastor is also a prophet, and I believe he's more of a prophet than a pastor. And he's prophesied some wonderful things. And usually every January, he gives the whole church a word of prophecy, and it always comes to pass. And he talked about the open door 1 year, and the year before that, he talked about thinking big. Well, the Lord gave me an open door, and then everything was important for me. You know, the things that God presented me with. He presented me with, it was two or three choices. I remember two choices, and I chose the one where people would get saved the most. And then he said, think big, all right? And when the Lord gives you something to do, if you measure it too small, it'll work small. Every assignment God give you, you got to think big. Because God is, when he do something, he think of everything and choose the very best choice. So whatever he tell you to do is the very best choice for you. Out of all the things you could do, all the wonderful things that you would love to do, What he tell you to do will work the very best, and it will satisfy everything, even the courts of heaven. And you and all see, when we get to heaven, some people are gonna ask him, how come he didn't give me this to do? And he can show you. He can show you in real time now. But he can show you what to do. And he can help you understand things that can't be understood any other way. So the things that this website that he gave me to do is a very important assignment, and he's confirmed it many times. And he gave me great things. He prepared me for it. He prepared me to believe him for everything I need to believe him for concerning this website, ministry, and the radio broadcast. They're both very important, and they work together. So what the Lord give me to do is important. And I want to do all that's in his heart, everything, all of it. God loves us, folks, and he cares about us in every way of life. Think big concerning the things that God give you to do. And don't doubt against him. Doubt is always antichrist. You don't need doubt in your life, just like you don't need fear in your life. Fear is antichrist. Doubt is antichrist. Unbelief is rejection against God, against Christ, against the very heart of God's love, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus represents the love of God to mankind. And doubting against him is against Christ. Unbelief is even worse. And as we go forward in this life, full victory is ahead of us as we go forward doing the things of God. Now, all of us have a part to play, and we need to be doing the things of God, and we need to know him, and we need to understand all that God has given us to understand. Do the living things. Do the things of God. Seek him out and treasure all of his words, because God loves us. He's going to help us do all that's in his heart. He didn't just tell you to do it. He's going to help you. You have to invite him. Cherish his love. Cherish his help. Do what he says do. It's going to work. You're going to love it. And all the gifts that God has given us, there are people that are gifts. You know, people don't like what's right these days, and they complain against our wonderful president. He's a gift. He's a God-given gift. I thank God for my president, Donald Trump. I always liked him. I thought he was a very bold man. And people want perfection. But if you really want perfection, you got to look at Jesus. And see, the way people are, a person like Billy Graham, some people hate God and they wouldn't vote for him. But Donald Trump was rough around the edges. And some people that wouldn't vote for Billy Graham will vote for him. And the Lord knew how to get a good president in office that would love Israel. And this has greatly strengthened our country. We were driving, my daughter and I, we went to pick up a radiator, went to the radiator place where I buy radiators. And over there on Airport Highway, there's a lot of industrial businesses. And I said, look, Shira, I said, look at all those cars in the parking lot. It didn't used to be that way. I said, America's going back to work again. And I remember you'd see 5 or 10 cars in the parking lot, but now you see 20 or 30. And then this is like an industrial type place. It's a lot of industrial businesses. And It's because people are going back to work. Good decisions are being made toward the country, toward the working people. Satan was trying to set up a stronghold. He was trying to weaken the country where preachers come from. People don't see the things that you see when you look at things spiritually. When they made all the terrible trade agreements, it was because they wanted to weaken the most moral people, the working class. And then, you know, the truth always comes out. Drugs was placed in our streets to destroy the neighborhoods. I came from a good neighborhood, but in the 80s, they started selling crack and it changed everything. People stopped letting their children play in the streets. As a parent, we went with our children if they went to the park. Things were not that way when I was growing up. And then you find out the CIA was behind a lot of the crack that was being sold. And the conspiracy theorists, they're not always wrong. But now, with the word of God, you can go forward. The world system is set against us. Satan has people too, and a lot of them. I said earlier in a broadcast that the colleges are designed to desensitize our children against God. You raise them up, parents raise their children up, send them to college to get an education, and college basically tries to get your children to denounce Christ. And some professors, if you don't denounce Christ, they won't pass you. And they're getting away with it. And Satan is behind it. He's going to cook all of them for doing this. And then the movie industry, some of the things that they come up with is satanic. The music industry is even worse. And, you know, people need to pray that what God put in your heart, people need to pray it through and do it and think big about it. Measure it big. See, the Lord can give a campaign. He can give an assignment to a person. Just like Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ. The religious people gave him the most trouble. The world gave him a lot of trouble. And he did it in Hollywood. But he did it because he was anointed to do it, because God told him to do it. And once that movie came out, a lot of people turned to Christ. And then the enemy had to do something. So he come up with Harry Potter. Harry Potter came out the year after The Passion of the Christ to throw things back in reverse. If you don't look at things, if you don't know warfare, you won't know what to look for. But every message I minister, everything I preach, when I go to minister, I run into all kind of trouble. I have to fight a spiritual war. And the spiritual war is against not only this country, but every country. There are enemies out there, and they plot against God. And people who wouldn't believe it, just read Psalm chapter 2. It's been going on since David wrote Psalm chapter 2. There are people who plot against God. That is not an accident. Some of them really worship Satan too. And some people are neutral. Satan has a lie for any form of rebellion. If you're willing to rebel against God somewhere, he'll give you any suitable lie to get you to rebel. Remember, doubt is antichrist. Fear is antichrist. Fear is always against Christ, except the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But if you fear man, and if you fear situations, if you fear Satan, if you fear the worst, all that's satanic. You don't have to fear those things. It has no foundation. But the word of God is it can be your foundation. Faith has foundation. Faith is always based upon the Word of God. Faith is knowing the Word of God before you see it, believing it before you see it, knowledge before sight. And you believe it before you see it, because God said it. Faith looks to God. And if you look to God, you can measure it as big as you want to. And now watch this. If you only measure things small based on how you grew up and how you were introduced to things, if all you know how to do is to measure things small, be confident. It's just a prayer away. Pray and ask the Lord to help you measure it greater. Easy. And keep reading the Word. Keep filling your heart with His Word. Now, you know, some people will get upset because I like Trump. I don't care. The man, he did some things that was just right. And all the things that people do that's wrong, God forgive us. Every person has done things and come short of the glory of God. Even Billy Graham. And he tell you that. God forgave him of his sins. He had them. Everybody has sins. But you don't let sin define who you become and who you are. If people sin and then they repent, then they overcome their sin. And God forgets our sin. He wants to. Now remember, I'm a preacher. And I tell people, hey, stop looking at the past. What you did wrong was wrong. But God wants to forgive you of that. And humble people, they want to be forgiven. And they want to help. They fall in love with God because they know they were wrong. And watch this. Jesus said, he that sin much will love much. Not sin much, but he that was forgiven of much will love much. I was forgiven of a lot. And I love God a lot. Now, that was some that did a lot of things that I wouldn't do. And I said, well, they might love God more. They might appreciate God more. I said, well, Lord, even if I didn't do some things that others did, I want to love you a lot. I said, I just started confessing that I love God more and more. You can will to love God as much as you want to. If you can measure His Word to be big, you can also... If you can measure His Word bigger, you can also decide of your own free will to love Him more if you want to. And I want to. I want to love God 10 times more, continually, because God is good. And I love Him. He's coming back soon. His return is imminent. He can come back today. And I thank Him for all the wonderful things He's helped me to understand and the things He's helped me to do up to this point. But His return is imminent. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and be ready that they be not left. The Lord has no satisfaction in any of His children being left in this cruel world system. He wants you to go with Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move and teach you His Word and minister life to you and bless you and honor your faith. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly. And Jesus is Lord.